Across the United States this weekend, Cinco de Mayo will be celebrated with festivals, music, plenty of Mexican food, maybe a few margaritas. It's the closest weekend to May 5th, a day to remember a battle in Mexico that took place on May 5th, 1862. But this Mexican holiday, celebrated in America, is not such a big deal in Mexico. Leslie Tallis, who writes about Mexican food and culture for the Mija Chronicles, had a culture shock. That shock came when she moved from Southern California, where she'd always celebrated Cinco de Mayo, to Mexico City. She told David Green that in Mexico City, she was about the only one celebrating.
I was waiting for this groundswell of something to start happening in Mexico City. And
your big party to go to there.
Exactly. And nothing ever happened. The day came and the day went.
Okay, and this led you to sort of do some research into the holiday and its history in Mexico.
Yeah, it does commemorate the Battle of Puebla, in which the Mexican troops were victorious over French troops. And that's very important in Puebla, not really anywhere else.
It's important this one part of Mexico.
Correct. The French army at the time was thought to be a much better equipped army, but Mexican troops ended up winning the battle.
It's kind of a David and Goliath moment for Mexico.
It was great, but they didn't end up winning the war overall. They lost. But at the time, it was really kind of a rallying cry, I think, for Mexican resistance. And the American celebration was started in California by Mexicans who were living there. So it wasn't any sort of Mexican celebration that was so large and eventually just trickled into the U.S. That didn't happen.
So now that you know that Mexico doesn't celebrate it as a big holiday and it's sort of an American thing, do you think that Americans should sort of just let go of it? Or is there something that Americans could sort of use this moment for?
I really view it today as a Mexican-American holiday, even though, yeah, you know, it's tied to beer and margaritas a lot of the time. I do think you can use it as a point of reflection about your own, you know, identity as a Mexican-American person. I think thinking about contributions that Mexican Americans have made to the U.S., our food, really reveling in what our culture brings to the table in the U.S. I think it's a great day to do that.
And there are some roots, as you say, to this Battle of Puebla, which, you know, is where the May 5th comes from.
Sure.
Tell me about Puebla. Where is that in Mexico and what's it like?
So you go up over these gorgeous mountains east of Mexico City, then you end up in Puebla, which is a really charming colonial Spanish city. So you still see today a lot of this really beautiful colonial architecture, and the colonial flavor is also still reflected in the food. All sorts of types of these really kind of Baroque sauces, mole poblano, which is the really famous chocolate and dried chile sauce that most Americans know of, was invented there.
So maybe less partying and drinking, a little more mole, a little more reflection. So I will say happy Cinco de Mayo.
All right. You too. Thanks.
Leslie, thanks so much for coming on the program.
Thanks for having me.
Leslie Tease splits her time between New York and Mexico City, and she is the creator of the food and travel blog, The Mija Chronicles.